This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Chapter 10. Mr. Terrapin appears upon the scene. Miss Sally's little boy, again occupying the anxious position of auditor, Uncle Remus took the shovel and put the noses of the chunks together, as he expressed it, and then began.
One day, arter sis cow done run past her own shadder tryin' fur to ketch him, Brer Rabbit took and 'lowed that he was gwine to drap in and see Miss Meadows and the gals, and he got out his piece of looking-glass and primp up, he did, and sought out. Gwine canterin' long the road, who should Brer Rabbit run up with but old Brer Terrapin, the same old one and sixpence. Brer Rabbit stop, he did, and rap on the roof of Brer Terrapin's house.
On the roof of his house, Uncle Remus? Interrupted the little boy.
"'Course, honey, Brer Terrapin carry his house wid him. Rain or shine, hot or cold, strike up with old Brer Terrapin when you will, and whilst you may. And where you find him, dare you'll find his shanty. It's just like I tell you. So then, Brer Rabbit, he rap on the roof of Brer Terrapin's house, he did, and asked was he in. And Brer Terrapin 'lowed that he was, and then Brer Rabbit, he asked him, howdy. And then Brer Terrapin, he likewise respond, howdy. And then Brer Rabbit, he say, where was Brer Terrapin going? And Brer Terrapin, he say, which he weren't going nowhere, scarcely. Then Brer Rabbit 'low he was on his way for to see Miss Meadows and the gals, and he ax Brer Terrapin if he won't join in and go along. Brer Terrapin spondy, he don't care if he do. And then they sought out. They had plenty of time for confabbing along the way, but by and by they got dar, and Miss Meadows and the gals, they come to the door, they did, and axed them in, and in they went. When they got in, Brer Terrapin was so flat-footed that he was too low on the floor, and he went high enough in a cheer, and while they was all scrambling round trying for to get Brer Terrapin a cheer, Brer Rabbit, he pick him up and put him on the shelf where the water bucket sot, and old Brer Terrapin, he lay back up dar, he did, and just as proud as a nigger with a cook possum. Course the talk fall on Brer Fox, and Miss Meadows and the gals make a great admiration about what a gaily riding hoss Brer Fox was, and they make lots of fun. Laugh and giggle same like gals does these days. Brer Rabbit, he sot dar in the cheer smokin' his cigar, and he sort of clear up his throat and say, says he, I'd have rid him over this mornin', ladies, says he, but I rid him so hard yesterday that he went lame in the off foreleg, and I spec I had to swap him off yet, says he. Then Brer Terrapin, he up and say, says he,
well, if you gwineter sell him, Brer Rabbit, says he, sell him somewheres outer dis neighborhood, 'cause he done been here too long now, says he. No longer'n day 'fore yesterday, says he, Brer Fox passed me on the road, and what do you reckon he say, says he.
"'Law, Brer Terrapin,' said Miss Meadows, says she. "'You don't mean to say he cussed,' says she, and then the gals hilt the fans up for the faces.
"'Oh, no, ma'am,' says Brer Terrapin, says he. "'He didn't cuss, but he holler out. "'Hey, yo, stinkin' Jim,' says he.
"'Oh, my, you hear that, gals?' says Miss Meadows, says she. Brer Fox called Brer Terrapin Stinking Jim, says she, and dem Miss Meadows and the gals make great wonderment how Brer Fox can talk dat away about nice man like Brer Terrapin. But bless gracious, honey, whilst all this was going on, Brer Fox was standin' at de back door wid one ear at de cat hole listenin'. Eavesdrappers don't hear no good about dem shells, and de way Brer Fox was abused that day was a caution. Bime by, Brer Fox stick his head in de door and holler out. "Good evening, folks. I wish you mighty well," says he, and with that he make a dash for Brer Rabbit. Miss Meadows and the gals, they holler and squall, they did, and Brer Tarrypin, he got to scrambling round up dar on the shelf, and off he come, and blip, he took Brer Fox on the back of the head. This sort of stunted Brer Fox, and when he get her his remembrance, the most he seed was a pot of greens turned over in the fireplace, and a broke cheer. Brer Rabbit was gone, and Brer Tarrypin was gone, and Miss Meadows and the gals was gone. "Where did the rabbit go, Uncle Remus?" the little boy asked after a pause. "Bless your soul, honey. Brer Rabbit, he skint up the chimbly. That's what turned the pot of greens over. Brer Tarrypin, he crope under the bed, he did, and got behind the clothes chist. And Miss Meadows and the gals, they run out in the yard. Brer Fox, he sort of look round and feel at the back of his head, but Brer Tarrypin lit, but he don't see no sign of Brer Rabbit. But the smoke and the ashes gwine up the chimbly got the best of Brer Rabbit, and by and by he sneeze, hook a chow.
"Aha," says Brer Fox, says he. "You're dar, is ye?" says he. "Well, I'm going to smoke you out, if it takes a month. You're mine this time," says he. Brer Rabbit, he ain't saying nothing. "Ain't you coming down?" says Brer Fox, says he. Brer Rabbit ain't saying nothing. Then Brer Fox, he went out atter some wood, he did, and when he come back, he hear Brer Rabbit laughing. "What are you laughing at, Brer Rabbit?" says Brer Fox, says he.
"Can't tell you, Brer Fox," says Brer Rabbit, says he.
"Better tell, Brer Rabbit," says Brer Fox, says he.
"'Tain't nothing but a box of money somebody done left up in here in the chink of the chimbley," says Brer Rabbit, says he.
"I don't believe ye," says Brer Fox, says he.
"Look up and see," says Brer Rabbit, says he. And when Brer Fox look up, Brer Rabbit spit his eyes full of tobacco juice, he did, and Brer Fox, he make a break for the branch, and Brer Rabbit, he come down and told the ladies goodbye.
"How do you get him off, Brer Rabbit?" said Miss Meadows, says she.
"Who, me?" says Brer Rabbit, says he. "Why, I just took and told him that if he don't go long home and stop playing his pranks on respectable folks, that I'd take him out and thrash him," says he.
"And what became of the Tarrypin?" asked the little boy.
"Oh, well, then," exclaimed the old man, "chillens can't spect know all about everything fore they get some rest. Dem eyelids of yon want to be propped up with straws this minute."
End of the tale.